My right leg had gone to sleep. I flexed the muscles in it, moved it a little. I wondered what time it was. A thought flashed through my mind. The Kongs would take watches and rings from dead soldiers. They would cut the rings off. Suppose I wasn't dead. Suppose I just lay wounded, trying to fake it, and some Kong came to take the watch. I slipped my watch off in the darkness. Then I put it back on. Stopped thinking. It didn't help. Thoughts came. What would Morningside Avenue look like now? It would be day and the park would be filled with kids. Their screaming and laughter would slide along the light beams into the helter-skelter world of monkey bars and swings. On the courts, there would be a tough game. Black bodies sweating and grunting to get the points that would let them sweat and grunt in the sun for another game. It wasn't real. None of it was real. The only thing that was real was me and Pee-wee sitting in this spider's grave waiting for death. Artillery off in the distance. Outgoing? Maybe. Maybe not. Somebody had to know that the squad wasn't back. Somebody had to know something. Pray. God? What to pray? What to tell God? That I'm scared? That I'm so scared that my heart might stop any moment? That my heart might stop without the fragments of metal that would rip it apart? God, what to tell God? That I didn't want to die? That I was like everybody else over here trying to cling to a few more days of life? Pee-wee moved, adjusted position. I gotta shit, he said. It was funny. It was funny as hell. We both started giggling. I buried my head in his shoulder. We were both a glance from dying, and he had to shit, and it was just so damn funny. The Kongs wouldn't understand that. Not at all. They wouldn't understand two Americans giggling in a spider hole in the middle of their country. They'd stop us from giggling, too. Be alert. Don't think. Don't think. I think that time is passing and they haven't found us. I'm thinking that if daylight comes, we might live. We might be able to crawl out of this mother and see some Kong dressed like a farmer, his rifle hidden in a bush somewhere, working in the paddies. We might be able to see the stream and get across. The helicopters might swoop us from the ridge and save us a trip back to the hooch. All that and life, too, if daylight came. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. It came. The insects noticed it first. The chirping picked up. There were birds. The distant boom of artillery switched from its sporadic night rhythm to the purposeful daylight pounding.